Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm joined today not only by my mum, but a very enthusiastic leaf blower.
Yeah.
That's what they do in Los Angeles.
Yeah, they blow a lot of leaves away.
On their yeah. AstroTurf lawns.
Yeah.
It's very noisy, and we're hoping that he goes away in time for our guests to arrive.
Yes.
We're in Los Angeles. We're recording one in LA, because I've been on tour for about a month now, and you came to join me in Los Angeles.
I saw both your shows.
What did you think?
I thought you were fabulous.
Darling. Thank you.
I think everybody else did as well.
I tell you what, though. So, okay, run through, because obviously everyone that's been listening to this podcast for a while will know already that I was supporting Harry Styles in Chicago. That was fantastic. Not only because he's lovely and they're all just lovely, the food in Chicago is bloody lovely.
Sensational.
The people are amazing. I got to pop in to a really rainy New York. I've never really been there when it's been so rainy. I was quite excited about pumpkin spice lattes in the fall in New York, but it just wasn't that. But nonetheless, it was an amazing gig. Now, the place that blew my mind, not only because it was the most amazing gig, the food, Mexico City. Mum, I got to take you.
I don't like Mexican food,
you don't
darling.
Understand how good the food is.
Darling, I'm not good
you
with hot
sauce.
You
need to be open
sauce.
To this. I'm you don't have to have hot sauce.
Or goat.
Do you like a churros?
Yes, I do like that. I like a fish taco.
Well, then,
but not spicy.
You don't have to have spice. It's all put on the thing. I had the best tuna tostada of my life from Contramar, and it wasn't spicy in the slightest because you put it, add it on after.
Good.
One of my new favourite things is they give you tequila with this thing called sangrita, which is like tomato. So it's kind of like a Bloody Mary, but you drink it like a chaser. And it's delicious. Mm. You're not excited by that?
No.
It was so good.
Who are you chasing?
The sun.
That time when you were enjoying the sangrita and tequila, can you just remember
you
where
paint
I was?
Where you were.
I was at home in West Hollywood, not my natural habitat, with three small children.
Getting quality time with your grandchildren.
Quality time, but quite exhausting. But I think I did quite a lot with them. We did pony rides in Griffiths Park, Little Train, Petting Zoo. We all got bitten by fleas there.
Oh,
yeah. We then went on to Mr. Bones' pumpkin patch.
Did you eat anything good?
I can't even remember, Jessie. It's a blur. When you got back, I couldn't even move my mouth. I was so tired.
She was like...
My mouth actually wouldn't move.
Gibbering
I was exhausted.
Wreck.
But I loved every minute, of course.
But yeah, Mexico City was just the most magical place. And not only for food, culture, oh my God, the best weather, nicest people, had the best time dancing at Rico's later on, drunk loads of tequila. And yes, Mum was here with the kids. Anyway, back to Los Angeles.
And thank you, the Dr. Alex.
Leaf blower. Oh,
for
yeah,
helping.
Dr. Alex was here. The leaf blower is still going.
I think he's blown over the other way.
We are really excited to have this guest on. He is...
Well, I am now. I've seen him. My goodness
Mother.
Me. He is a matinee idol.
What does that mean?
Well, matinee idol was old fashioned. People used to queue up to.
Didn't you talk about this with Baz
Elvis?
Lerman?
Yeah. So it was as soon as you could get there, you'd go in the afternoon, and it was mostly women that went in the afternoon to watch very handsome men. They were matinee idols.
Well, he's actually a really acclaimed actor. Yeah,
he is completely gorgeous. And really, really good in his new role.
I didn't realise he's English.
Jesse?
I know, he must be very good at acting. He's got very good accents.
Yeah, with a Greek granddad.
Well, there
you go. So it's going to be Calimera all round.
We have Theo James. You may know him from Divergent, where he was a kind of smouldering action man, or The Time Traveller's Wife, or City of Angels. He's been around the block, but most recently, he is in the new season of The White Lotus, which is based in Sicily. His wife in it is Sutton from The Bold Type, if anybody's watched that on Netflix. Yeah. Anyway, The White Lotus, we've been lucky to be able to have a little screener. I've watched 4 episodes, binged them. I've got only one more that I'm allowed to watch.
I only watched 2. I thought I was only allowed 2.
No, you've got 5.
Okay.
It is so good. White Lotus obviously was this massive Emmy Award winning TV show that was based in a Hawaiian resort last time. This time it's in a Sicilian resort. And Theo James's character is in it and has quite a saucy plot that I'm yet to discover what's about to happen to him, his comeuppance, or if he gets one. But it's really, really good. It's just started now on telly. It's premiered. It's got Jennifer Coolidge still in it. She's the only person that's still in it, and her husband. It's really, really brilliant. You're going to love it. And yeah, we've got Theo James coming on. Now, Theo, I think, lives in
between
America.
The two.
So I'm interested to see how that plays out for him and food-wise. Mum, tell us what we've got on the menu.
Well, my daughter Hannah has a gorgeous boyfriend called Jonah, and he owns a Greek restaurant in Silver Lake called Greekman's, and he's provided all the food today. And we thought it was quite apt because Theo James's grandfather was Greek, so he's got a penchant, I think, maybe for Greek food.
Imagine if he doesn't.
Well, if he doesn't, he'll be very unlucky because the food is absolutely delicious.
What have we got then? We've got a bit of feta in the oven.
We've got feta in phyllo.
That goes with pomegranate and honey.
Yeah, we've got beet salad. We've got baba ganoush. We've got hummus. We've got tzatziki.
Pita.
Feta dip.
Ooh, yum.
Hot feta dip. We've got beautiful pita bread. That you're going to brush with olive oil, darling.
I am.
And we're going to put it in the oven. And lots of salads.
And shout out to Benny Blanco, who is letting us do this in his house.
Thank you,
again.
Benny.
And this is a bone of contention for Mum when we're here. And Benny doesn't have a dining table. So we are currently huddled around a coffee table. Going to get well cosy with Theo James.
Good job it's dips.
That's kind of why we chose dips, didn't we?
Greekman's do other delicious food.
Yeah, I'm about to eat there 3 days in a row. Anyway, Theo James coming up on Table Manners in Los Angeles.
Cheers. Sláinte.
Cheers.
Yamas.
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 Theo James is on the podcast.
Yasu nafti.
Mum's going to want to talk about how Greek you are.
Okay, we can definitely talk about that, yeah. You'll be disappointed, but intrigued.
Are you...
disappointed.
Are you that Greek?
My grandfather, so it's really my dad's side, and so I'm not that Greek, but I kind of am Greek. My grandfather was Greek, very Greek. He was born in Athens. Then he met my grandmother, so I'm really a quarter Greek. He met my grandmother during the Second World War. Then they emigrated to New Zealand. Then they came back to the UK. But my grandfather was, you know, extremely Greek. He used to say to my grandmother when she was, you know, they were having arguments, be like, "Woman, your ovaries are on fire." I don't even know really what that means, but we found it kind of classic.
It probably sounded better in Greek.
Yeah, exactly.
So we were just talking about you spending half the year here and half the year in Islington.
Yeah, if we can, yeah.
How is that? Like, is it quite nice because then you get winter sun?
Get winter sun, you kind of get a bit of the best of both worlds. You know, I love London, but, you know, there are some things about London, not just the weather, but the kind of the grind of it that get to you after a while,
right.
as you both know. So then you can come out here and have that, I don't know, that freshness, that American
positivity. I mean, you've just come from surfing.
Exactly. So yeah. Trendy.
That's dead impressive.
And you see dolphins. We saw dolphins the other day.
So my husband was on the beach this morning and he thinks he saw a seal. Do you think it was a seal or a shark?
Yeah, there's lots of seals, yeah. No, definitely not a shark.
And is this, I heard that dolphins protect surfers from sharks. Now, I don't know whether this is my husband spinning this thing.
No, they do. They kind of, they sidle up next to them and they stroke their backs.
I'm looking at you like, really?
Yeah.
No, but can you, is there a thing where you kind of have this beautiful relationship with dolphins as a surfer?
I shouldn't think so.
I mean, I'm not a very good surfer, so I could
throw you to qualify. The sharks.
But, yeah, apparently they're supposed to protect, you know, they're supposed to protect people occasionally from kind of predators.
How many waves did you ride this morning?
I mean, I'm terrible. Maybe four or something.
How many wipeouts did you have?
About 15.
How long have you been there for?
About an hour. Yeah.
It's like a way of life, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm an English gimp, you know. I was kind of apologising to everyone on, but you know, I'd be like, sorry, excuse me,
but
sir.
You do look the part.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw that physique on White Lotus.
Right. And I'm going to show you now, actually, as well. My special dance I've prepared for you.
Really?
Yeah. It's called Funk My Mother. No, sorry, Jesus Christ.
Dear.
He hasn't even finished his glass of
wine.
Sorry.
Can we talk about the White Lotus? I mean, you're an asshole in it.
Yes, he's a psychopath.
How many have you seen? I've watched two. She's done four.
That
he gets worse.
Third episode was really great for you and your character.
Yeah,
I think it was the third episode.
It was where they go deep, as it were.
I don't know what's going to happen or not, but when you got the call up for it, was it like, had you seen the first season?
Yeah, seen it, loved it. Yeah, it was a no-brainer. Did you watch the first season?
Yeah, loved it.
Okay,
it.
So you know, yeah.
And it's the same writer and director, it's the same creator.
Same guy, Mike. Yeah, it was an audition, I had to hustle for it, you know, it was a no-brainer. And then before, I think we only got kind of two episodes because he was still working on them, but there was a promise of, you know, salacious darkness, which was exciting to me.
Was that quite appealing to you because you've been like the hunk that saves everybody and, you know, was that quite...
Yeah, I wanted to do something that reflects my, you know, true nature as a psychopath. I've always wanted to kind of play... No, I mean, he's not a straight villain, but he's a very manipulative, kind of dangerous, toxic alpha male.
Nasty piece of work.
It's fantastic. And when this comes out, it will have already launched. Mm-hmm. Do you get, because so far you haven't, do you get any scenes with Jennifer? That's a real shame.
I know.
Did you even
You should
meet
have written
her?
That into your contract.
Did you meet her?
I tried to, but she ignored me.
No, but was it filmed in... Were you
no,
all
yeah, we
together?
Were all there. We were all there. Okay. We hung out lots, met her lots of times, had lots of dinners. Yeah. She's very fun. And we also would... Because, you know, there are those big scenes where you're not sharing lines, but you're all in the same place. Mm. So we'd all be together and we'd be watching each other's material and just watching her kind of riff and spitball in her kind of mad, quirky way. It was just genius.
She's amazing,
yeah,
isn't
she? She's amazing. Because, you know, like you guys, Best in Show and all the kind of her early stuff, that comedy. I mean, she's very unique in what she does and she has amazing timing. So,
and my friend was there, Esty.
Oh, cool.
And I feel like,
yeah,
nobody forgets Esty.
Yeah, we hung out. She's great.
She's great.
She's so fun. Nice.
So listen, Theo.
Also, there's another connection. Sorry,
what's
my
another
wife
connection?
Meant to say?
Your wife, the actress
Ruth. Yes, yeah, she loves the show.
Oh, thank you, Ruth.
And
Ruth should have come.
Yeah, well,
I could have brought my kids. We could have shoved them in the garden.
Her friend's visiting as well. Fine. It's funny because they've listened to all the shows. So
oh, thanks.
When I was getting in the car. You know, I was like, oh, I should be good for time. And they're like, no, if people are late, they mention it. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, I have to make sure
Jessie,
I get there.
Not me.
Are you kidding?
Except if I've done a roast and it was a Spice Girl.
I actually think you were early, Theo.
Spice Girl?
I think you were early.
I mean,
obviously I do all my research and all our guests. I thought you were American, Theo. So, I mean, you're really great.
You didn't read it, darling.
Sorry, I meant to say, we shared a doula, Gowrie.
Oh, my God.
The great Gowrie.
How do you know this? this.
Because I think you talk about it on one of your shows.
I've got a pregnancy podcast, but I always talk about her on this too.
Maybe it was that Gary. She knew about the Gary connection.
I love Gary. Yeah, how was your experience with Gary?
Amazing.
Did you do the sugar free and gluten free diet?
No. I mean, we tried and then stopped doing it.
Don't ask him all of those things, Jesse, that she got you to do. Please.
Well, no, we probably...
massaging bits of your body.
I know, we did that.
Of course you have to massage the fanny.
We had to do that. Yeah.
I love that you saying we. I don't think my husband ever did it, but, you know.
We're talking about my perineum, right?
So, Gary, I mean, look, for anybody that hasn't listened to my pregnancy podcast or maybe mum ridiculing me for having... Also, Gary doesn't like being called a doula.
Oh, sorry, she's not a doula.
She
That's
doesn't
the thing.
Like she's being called a doula.
She's a very well-established obstetrician.
She's incredible, and I adore her, and I followed her method with all my pregnancies, and I adore her. Can I talk? We're going to talk about food.
Yes.
We're going to start talking about food. Let's start at the 100%. Beginning. Where did you grow up? What were you eating? Who was at that dinner table?
I grew up in a town called Prince's Risborough, which is in Buckinghamshire. And my parents, there was a big family. There's five of us. I was the youngest. And when I was 2 or 3, my parents kind of threw everything they had into, you know, triple mortgages into buying this old, disused kind of farmhouse.
Wow.
All the land had been sold off over the years, but it had about a couple of acres. And it was, I think it was from the... Yeah, it went back to the 16th century, so it's old. And I'm tallish, but my brother's 6'5", and the doorways are, you know, literally, you know, 5 feet high kind of thing. But it was a great place to grow up and great place to... But we inherited these ducks and chickens, non-kind of farming people, in this small plot of land.
How did that work out?
Terribly. So over the years, they got massacred by this fox, but in a kind of...
So you didn't eat them?
We did eat one, yeah. My mum's, her side is Scottish, and then there's the Greek side. My mum's kind of grew up in Lincolnshire in a kind of farming community, so she's very hardcore in terms of, you know, cooking and getting down and dirty, as it were. But in the late 90s, I think it was, when there was the biggest recession, my mum and dad were like, no turkey this Christmas, but we've got some of those geese.
You didn't.
How old were you?
I was like 10, I think.
How did you feel?
I felt fine because we made a big joke of it. Right, but my two sisters, three brothers...
Became vegetarian that day.
They were already vegetarian.
Okay.
And my brother, the eldest, named the goose deliberately before it was massacred.
Oh, my God.
Called it Colin.
Oh,
so, you know,
Colin.
At the dinner table, everyone was like, you know, we're munching on Colin.
Did he taste good?
He tasted amazing. Yeah, it was incredible. But I always remember walking in and seeing my mum... It, you know, it's good because obviously, as you guys know, your foodies, that's how, you know, food works. You need to see where it comes from. But seeing it strung up and seeing her, you know, defeather it and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's interesting.
So, poor Colin. Poor Colin.
I know, poor bastard.
Is your mum a good cook?
Yeah, she's a good cook. But I'd say, you know, five of us, you know, early in teen years, you're just hustling. Because it was five kids, and then there was always... It was one of those households where...
Five kids, not five of you as a family.
And then, you know, there was always an aunt or a friend staying who'd maybe, you know, split up with a boyfriend or had some crisis or something. So they were there for a year. Then there was all of our friends. It was always kind of a big...
Sounds lively.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. But as a result, food was... You know, some great meals, but also just kind of grabbing what you can.
What's a memorable dish from your childhood?
Well, my mum loved the Scottish influence, so she loved Burns Night.
Do you like haggis?
I like haggis, yeah, but
it's kind of like meaty muesli, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd mind it, actually.
It's quite tasty.
It's not like black pudding.
Oh, I like that.
It's kind of earthy, and it's...
What is it?
It's very oaty.
It is like meaty.
And the Scottish, you know, exactly. Lots of oats, lots of potato. But the, and Cullum skink, do you know what that is? You know, with that kind of Scottish soup, which is kind of smoked.
Nice.
Repulsive.
Smoked.
Oh.
But, you know, a good staple.
So would you do a big do on Burns Night?
Yeah.
Would it be more about the ritual?
It'd be more about the ritual, more about the jokes. We come from a kind of silly... There was a joke that, you know, being the youngest, I was always tried to convince... The one that was tried, people would try and convince of these kind of silly stories. And one of my brothers, again, convinced me that a haggis was a bird that had one leg longer than the other. It just walked around in circles on a hill. So for years, I that was a haggis. Whiskey. And my dad, on the other side, is a big wine, loves wine. He has a kind of... It's wine society that he's had for maybe 30 years that they always get together.
Are you part of it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm kind of a half honorary member.
Can we join?
Yeah, you should.
Do
it's fun.
Do you like Pinot Noir?
I love Pinot Noir, yeah.
Do you?
I love California Pinot Noir. You don't like it?
That's a bit pishy, isn't it?
Are you red or white wine drinker?
I like both, yeah. I'm kind of all alcohol.
Yeah, me too. I can drink everything.
Yeah. We're quite an alky family.
Okay.
In a good way.
So give us like... your go-to Pinot Noir that's going to change my mind? Isn't going to, like, cost my mortgage?
There's this one, San Luis Obispo. They do really good Pinots. But I'd say probably if I was going to recommend any wine, my favourite wine is not a Pinot. It's like a French Chardonnay. I love, you know, that little commune.
Oh, you like Chardonnay?
It's so tacky. I love Chardonnay. I like white Burgundy Chardonnay.
I love it.
Theo,
yeah,
we should go for dinner.
I like Chardonnay great, but I don't like oaky Chardonnay. Syrupy taste.
Because they've flooded the market, haven't they, a bit with Chardonnay. So now they have fake oaky buttery Chardonnays where they put pellets of oak wood into instead of actually aging it in the barrels and all that kind of stuff.
I don't know anything. I probably would be like, oh, that's delicious.
Well, I probably would too because I can't. But you know, they say that women's palates for wine are much more sophisticated than men's because they have more taste buds.
Isn't it? We have more taste buds. No, I didn't know.
That's what my old man always says. Anyway.
I think I'm there. I think I'm
you
testament
to
it.
Should I go and put them in?
Well, it depends how hungry
are
you are.
Are you a bit hungry for a bit of
yes,
dips
I'd have
and snack
I'd have
things?
Some
right, make sure we're 8 minutes, darling. And the bread needs to go in at some stage. So listen, you're living in Venice.
Yeah.
What's your favourite restaurant around there?
We are Veniceites. We kind of love that little community being right there. We love...
Superba.
Superba's very close
like
to where
it.
We live.
I love Superba.
Yeah, well, we love
food.
Superba.
Just
as trendy? Just as trendy. Huge fan of Justa. The only thing is, have you been, right?
Yeah.
It is a kind of, the juxtaposition there is pretty intense. In a kind of, you go in for a, you know, £12 latte and literally outside it's a big homeless community. So
Theo,
kind of
are you making enough money as an actor? No, wait, you haven't heard
good
the punchline. To be able to afford Erwan for shopping each week.
No.
Erwan.
No, it is trendy, but it's kind of eye-wateringly expensive.
It's beyond expensive. It's
wild, isn't it? Yeah, there's one in Venice, which
crazy
is
crazy expensive.
It's good people watching.
I know there's one in Venice because we went there for sandwiches and they were £20 each.
I know, crazy. Have you been to Felix down in Venice? That's a great Italian, very tasty.
I've been to... the one on the main street,
Abbot
Kinney. We went. Have you eaten at Safi's?
Where's that?
I don't even know. Silver Lake.
Oh, okay.
And it's the.
It's called Safi's.
Safi's. It's the sister restaurant of Bevel. Have you eaten at Bevel?
Oh yeah.
On Astia. Where's your favourite restaurant in LA?
Favorite restaurant is probably Felix, that Italian one. That's a big.
That the one in Venice.
Yes.
Whereabouts is it? On Abbot Kinney.
It's kind of deep Abbot Kinney. Yeah, it's kind of on the further end towards the beach. But it's great Italian, and it's pretty special. They've now it's become, I guess, a bit too well known. So it's kind of a wrestling match to get in there. But it does do amazing
food.
So
you got married in Italy. So you like Italian food.
Love Italian food, yeah.
And Italian Chianti. Did you have Italian Chianti?
Yes, we did. We had lots of Italian Chianti. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Italian wine as well. More on the red side, although the white, I love a Vermentino. I don't know if you like
Vermentinos. I love Vermentino.
Yeah, I think it's delicious.
I like Vermentino. Yeah. I like Chianti. I like Primitivo as well.
Primitivo, yeah.
Do they do it here? I've not seen it anywhere.
They do a bit, yeah. And then obviously the big one, like, you know, the Montalcinos and the Montepulciano's.
Yeah, and they're
fans of those. In Sicily, interestingly, you know, Nero d'Avola is the big grape there, but it's quite dry. Have you ever had that?
Yeah, you have, darling.
Remember, Etna you wines. Are far more into your wines than me, I think. This is like, I like what I like, but I don't know what I like.
I'm the same.
Darling, plates, yeah. Darling,
yes,
plates.
Thanks, Mum. usually, Mum's really enjoying this because... As your wife will know, usually my mum is slaving in the kitchen, and so therefore she likes me running around.
It's your turn, right? Yeah.
Well, I'm not really slaving, but, and I'm sorry that we're not cooking for you, but you should go to Greek Wins.
Can I have a fork? Is that right?
Yeah, darling, a plate would really help.
You can have a plate, you can have a fork. Theo, come and tell us your last supper. Mum, say it.
My last supper.
Darling,
yes.
Your last supper.
Yeah. You just reiterate.
Can you cook, by the way?
You know, I love food. I'm a huge food fan, but I'm not a cook.
I just didn't think you were.
No, God. Is it that obvious?
I didn't think you could be handsome and cook at the same time. I just didn't think you could do those two things. Like, they're not good at multitasking.
Yeah. Walking as well. Walking. Kind of difficult.
Being handsome and cooking.
I like being subjected.
I objectify, yeah.
Thank you.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tell us your last supper.
I will tell you my last supper. Yes, of course. So I would start with, there's a place called Lanans in the Burren in Ireland, which is my wife's mum is from. Well, she's not from there, but she has a place there.
Nearby?
It's near Galway, kind of.
The only place I know is Ballymalloy that everyone goes to.
Oh, Ballymalloy. No, it's not near there.
The Ballymalloy is that famous restaurant and cooking school.
Yes, exactly, which is an amazing cooking school. Yeah, and in my mind, because I'm not a cook, I was always thinking, should I just go there for 3 months and become a good cook? Not that that would make me a good cook.
Yeah, I quite like to do that as well, yeah.
Yeah. So oysters from there, I would say. Do you like oysters? I love oysters,
I think they divide the country.
Really? You don't like them?
No.
No, interesting.
It's like eating salty snot from the sea.
Yeah, that's why I like it. Yeah. that would be my starter.
What do you put on your oysters?
Well, I started by dressing them in everything that I could. But as I've kind of gravitated towards, I just like them with nothing. Because I guess I used to try and smother the taste of salty snot, but now I like them enough.
Have you become a hot sauce freak? Everybody in the whole of America has hot sauce on everything.
They do. They love hot sauce. And what's the big one
Why
that they love?
Why do they like it?
I guess it's like, you know, British obsession with salt.
I think it is almost.
Yeah. They love it here. But it's the Mexican influence as well, which is great, which I do love.
Like Mexican food?
I love Mexican food, yeah. And you don't like Mexican food?
Well, you haven't eaten it properly.
But some great Mexican food.
Well, I don't care whether I've eaten it or not, darling. What I've eaten, I don't like.
Listen, the presentation isn't great, and I should have put olive oil at the bottom of it, but it will taste fine and it will taste delicious.
Is this a salmon, is it?
No, this is just... sorry, I feel like you're very witty and I'm half here, so I'm not getting all your excellent jokes.
He's very witty, darling.
So really. we've got oysters.
Yeah.
What would be your main?
Well, I'd have a preemie. Because obviously my wife...
Oh, all right, White Lotus, all right. Come on, them.
And because we, we're big Italian fans, and we, there's a place in Florence called, I'm going to butcher the name, but Vecchia Botella, I think it is. And we've been there lots, discovered it years ago, and every time we're back in Italy, we try and go there as a kind of, we like the food, but there's a vodka penne there, which is amazing. And it's a really, it's on the east side of the city. It's just outside the walls. It feels quite authentic and... just love going there. In fact, the last time I was there, I think I know it, and then I embarrass myself because they have these big, kind of almost old-looking vats of wine that they share, and people, we didn't know the etiquette, and you ask for these big wines, and they come to the table, but they all look like the same thing. Thank you. And last time we were there, I was like, oh, that must be, vinegar for the salad. But it was these dudes, a bottle of wine next to us. So I just grabbed their wine and pouring it over my salad.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, at least you learn.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'd be the vodka.
Can I finish that?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
This is delicious.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's really good.
So you'd have that.
What do they do with the vodka pasta? Do they put anything else in?
It's tomato-based.
Yeah, it's tomato-based, exactly. Yeah, but it's creamy.
So it's like a Bloody Mary.
It's more creamy than that. Yeah, it has a zing to it.
Okay.
Which is the
booze.
You'd
like it.
You would like it, yes. It's very nice.
And then you'd have a steak for Maine.
I think I'd have a steak.
Is there a place in LA that you go, or would you go somewhere else, like in Europe? You haven't chosen any... Oh, no, you've chosen Italy and Ireland. Is there anywhere in London that you eat there, like a good steak?
I wouldn't choose a steak in London, okay. But there are lots of good restaurants that I'd definitely talk about. Do you know kind of Hackney restaurants? I imagine you do, big time.
I used to live in Dalston, so yeah.
Oh, cool. Like Jolene, like Trullo, it's good. You've been there?
I love Trullo. Yeah,
that's a good spot. Where else? Oh, Angelina. Do you like that place?
Oh, in Hackney?
Yeah.
I've never been, but I heard it's really good.
It's fusion, Japanese and Italian.
And it works.
It does, actually. It's really nice.
I like the Little Duck next to it. Have you ever been there?
No, is that
really
good?
Really lovely.
Is it?
So where are you going for your steak?
I'll go to this place.
Here?
No, New York, I think. I did a job there last year. We were there for 8 months or something, and we rented a place. And down the road in Soho was... it's a very well-known. You've probably been there, but it's called Raoul's. It's like a French spot. But it's supposed to be, one of those spots where they're like...
How are you going to travel to all these places if it's your last supper?
But I thought it's a daydream.
Okay.
We're going to
order
fantasy,
in. Okay, fine.
Why are you being so literal? What, you embraced when Anthony did a whole day.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it more like death row where someone just throws food into my face?
This is great.
It's fine.
In that case, I'd just probably go for a burger and fries.
What would be... What's your burger of choice in Los Angeles at the moment?
There's a great place in Venice called Window, or The Window.
I don't know it.
It's very, very tasty. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Burger She Wrote. Have you been
there? Where's that?
It's around here.
Burger She Wrote?
It's really good.
Nice. I will try that because I love the smash. Is it a smash burger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that.
An Oklahoma style smash burger,
what's
which
that?
I didn't know.
I don't know what that is.
So he was really nice. Shout out to Jules because he did a party I was at the other day. He was just doing burgers all day, and that's hot. Tiring work. And so what they do is get the patty, it's a Wagyu beef patty, smash it, put raw onions on it, so the onions are on top whilst it's cooking on the hot grill, and then you turn it over, so they've kind of like seeped in raw, but then they get cooked on the other side.
Delicious.
And then American cheese, but really good.
Incredible sauce. And...
just really good.
What's
like,
the,
not
what's
si-
the
like
difference?
Just really straightforward.
What is a smash burger?
When they smash it, so it's a patty that's kind of in a ball, and then they just kind of smash it
so
on
it's mincemeat.
Yeah, it's a
burger.
Same,
yeah.
It's just not formed. They kind of... am I right?
Essentially.
It's very good.
I don't know what's the difference between that and the...
Well, you'd form a burger, but make
burger's
it.
A bit thicker, isn't it? Whereas it's
a bit thinner.
You have a couple of patties.
Rough around the edges.
Okay. Yeah.
Delicious. So, what would be your sides for your steak?
I love fries. I don't know about you. Do you like fries?
Yeah,
I would just love them. Now, I'm kind of a big fry man.
Really?
Great.
So, best fries you've ever eaten?
McD's.
See, I can't bear the smell of them.
No, I'm joking. It wouldn't be McDonald's. I don't even know where it'd be. Where would yours be? Best fries
we had in an out burger at the day we arrived, and I didn't like their fries. They were dry and, yeah, a bit miserable.
Mm.
Burger She Wrote's fries were really good. I think you need to go there. It's really good. Really good.
It sounds very yummy.
I actually do like McDonald's fries.
I like a thin fry. I do.
I like them. I like them. So, pudding, are you a big desserts person?
I love sweet things. Do you? All sweet things.
Got
fuck
all here, haven't we?
No, I've got loads of chocolate in the
have you done?
Fridge.
I have a sweet tooth monster, and I wonder whether that comes from being youngest of five. No, that's complete bullshit.
Did you have sweets in your house?
Yeah, we had with sweets, but we had to, like, you know, everyone would be gunning.
Did your mum bake cakes?
No, not really. We just had kind of sweets. My mum had she was a. An OT, but then she was quite senior in...
What's an OT?
Occupational therapist.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, she had a big career. She ended up being a commissioner quite senior in the NHS. And so she was balancing five kids and, you know, a career as well, like yourself. And that, you know, sometimes you just have to chuck food and see who can gobble it up.
You know? Do you think that you became an actor because you craved attention as the youngest of five?
Jessica, that's
I just want to know whether my dad's going to be a performer, or do you think it was just like, have you got other actors in your family?
No other actors, no one in the industry. No.
You're talking about, you know, fighting for food, being the youngest. I feel like my third is fighting for attention.
Jesse, he doesn't
have a
need
shit diet because you go, oh, well, you're fine. Whatever, yeah, the other two are eating all the shit.
Yeah, I mean, but that gives you freedom in a way. You know, I always think with your first, as you all know well, you're, you know, inevitably a little bit uptight, aren't you?
Yeah,
even if you're
totally.
The most chilled out person
totally.
In the world, you are. And then you relax, you know, as it
Absolutely.
Goes along. So the good thing about being the youngest five is you're, you know...
Easy.
You
Easy.
Do everything. Like, I would sleep anywhere, not give a shit. But it's an interesting one. Is it because you're looking for attention? It would, in a kind of fairly simple way. No, I didn't mean...
I was joking.
But I agree, because I ask that question a lot. But just by friends or whatever. But I'm not sure. I think...
What do your siblings do?
Nurse, works for Australian government, speech therapist, and my brother works for a kind of recycling plastics company.
So where did the acting happen? Like, when did it happen? Because you did the Old Vic, like Bristol.
Yeah, I did that. Probably young. I started young. There was something I enjoyed about it. And maybe that is... Yeah, if you have lots of people in a big chaotic house all the time, trying to command any kind of attention, so maybe you're right. And the more we dissect this, in fact, you're definitely right. there was something about it I liked. I remember doing in primary school playing King Herod when I was about eight or something, and I remember being on stage being like,
"I have your attention."
Quite like this.
Yeah, really.
And that sounds repulsive saying that out loud, but that's the truth. And then, yeah, I kind of did it at school and all that kind of stuff, and then it went from there. But I never really thought I'd be an actor, to be honest. I wanted to be a musician, and
really?
Tried and just failed.
Can you sing?
Miserably. I can sing okay, yeah, and was in various different
bands.
Did
you play anything?
But, yeah, the recorder and the flute. No, I'm joking.
Wow.
I don't know, just play guitar and piano. Play
guitar. What kind of band did you want to be in? Like the Strokes?
He was in a band.
No, I mean, but
no,
like,
no,
what
ultimately.
Was the, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. The last band in my 20s, we loved the Foles. We really wanted to be like the Foles.
Oh, that's my favourite. Yanis.
Really? Yeah. Him and Mum
so
flirted.
Cool. Oh.
We drank so much.
Did you?
We were nearly falling over.
They're playing in America. They started the North American run.
Oh, cool.
If you want me to, like, ask them to put
Do you want
a ticket? Yeah. They're the best.
He's
fabulous.
Yeah. They're the best.
I saw them years ago in, like, Shepherd's Bush or something. You know,
oh, my God, they're the best.
They're so good, yeah.
So what's going to be the pud? If you've got a big sweet tooth, is it going to be gourmet, or are we going to go...
Chocolatey
kind of,
or not?
I've got some chocolate. Do you want a bit of chocolate?
Honestly,
yeah, let's have a bit of chocolate.
I'm gonna get some.
Yeah. I love, you know, what kind of sweet stuff do you like? I mean, I love sweets.
It wouldn't
as well.
Be the first thing I'd order. I'd have cheese and wine.
Cheese and wine.
Yeah, I prefer really delicious cheese.
What kind of wines
cheese.
Do you, what are your go-to?
Just like nice red burgundy.
Burgundy, yeah. So do you like Do you like Bordeaux, complex reds?
Yeah.
I think my palate hasn't evolved enough. That's why I
don't think mine has. I can drink anything, Theo.
I like smooth. That's why
I can't. It's not bad that we didn't do pud, actually, but I've got chocolate.
We could have had his honey balls.
What honey balls? Oh,
his honey balls.
Well, the Greeks have bouvatka. Do you know what that is? I'm probably butchered the name, but I love that as well. It's like a custardy.
Like a pastry with milk, yeah.
Yes.
Like a milky tasty custard.
Yeah,
we call it milk pie.
Oh, okay.
So in Skopelos, they make this pie that's a swirl. Looks like a Catherine wheel, and it's filled with cheese.
Outside. I know that, yeah.
And they do one filled with kind of a white crème pâtissière.
That must be the Greek in you, that you like your sweet stuff, because they have sweet shit everywhere, don't they?
They love a pie, the Greeks.
They love a pie.
They love a pie.
So have we decided what you're having for your dessert?
Well, I can say...
Bloke's eating
his
chocolate.
Oh, he's happy. He's fine. Look at him. He's all
care.
Right.
I don't care.
It's fine. It's a bit of chocolate. It's a shitty American chocolate, but it's all right.
It's actually not bad.
Do the job.
I was going to say, a Greek dish, but I think, honestly, I'd love... like a really good ice cream, either Italian gelato, or there's a great place in Venice called Jenny's, which does amazing.
Oh, we've got some in the
Jenny's
fridge.
I've got Jenny's.
Fuck it.
Benny
gets sent all the different flavours. Mum may have done the pistachio.
I did the pistachio macaron.
Do you want the juice? See what you want.
Yeah, we've got fabulous Jenny's ice cream.
Jenny's is amazing.
Yeah. Jess, we need spoons though, darling. Okay. So she's near you, Jenny.
Well, one of her stores is... I don't know who Jenny is, to be honest. You know.
Jenny's ice cream has been a revelation, though.
But yeah, it's really near
I'll get you a bowl. I will get you a bowl.
I'll dip the bread into it. I'm joking.
No, Jesse.
Honestly, I'm obviously very gullible, because
talking shit.
Does your wife get completely annoyed by you, and you joke like this all the time?
I do, but
does she just know which one's like, or maybe she's just not?
She just gets quite bored of me very quickly.
So let's talk about your wife.
Yeah.
Well, we can.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
How did you meet? Did you meet when you were working together?
Oh, interesting.
Is it good, that one?
What is it?
What is it?
Mexican
Jenny's
hot chocolate. That's quite intense, that.
It's probably got chili in.
Probably too intense.
Do you want to change it?
Yeah, change it, Jess.
No, she does.
A spoon might help.
Not happy with that one.
Not so good.
Oh, I quite like that.
Really?
Oh, it's spicy.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. Who wants spicy chocolate ice cream? I haven't got a spoon.
Maybe a bit icy, but you know.
Which one is it?
It's brown butter almond brittle.
Yeah, do
yummy.
It. So how did you meet?
We met the old Vic, in our mid-20s or something. She's Irish. She was raised in Dublin from Cork. She's a big foodie. Her mum is a big foodie. They're very into food. So
when you started dating, was food a very important thing is there a memorable dating?
It wasn't. Embarrassingly, it wasn't. The memorable, our first date was at Zizi's.
That's which, okay.
Is it? I mean,
we're
young and dumb.
Yeah.
Where was that? Where's
Zizi's?
Oh, Zizi's a pizza.
I think that's very nice. Did you choose that one?
I did, yeah, because I thought it was classy. I'm from Aylesbury. I'm like a Bucks boy.
I thought probably the Pizza only Express. Thing you've got on the high street.
Yeah,
right?
It literally is. That and a betting shop. So I thought that was classy.
What was on the wedding menu? Because you're in Italy.
Oh, God.
Was it a big wedding?
Yeah.
It was a bit like The Godfather with kind of stringed lights.
And people like kissing my hand and saying, you'll protect me. Like 180, 200 or something like that. So is that big? I don't know.
Some people... Jesse had 200. Theo, when are you going back to England next?
Tuesday.
I am as well.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Who are you flying?
Virgin Atlantic.
Same here.
Oh, my God.
Time.
Stop.
6:30.
We are too.
No, they're in premium economy.
So are we.
You can hold the baby.
I've got three kids.
And I'm traveling back with them.
Oh, well, that's good, because we'll have Lila and she's going.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
He'll be like
my
this.
My wife would love to meet you.
So oh, I'm dying to meet her.
Oh, God, you better not let Ruth down, Mum.
Are you going back for a special project?
Mm.
What are you in next?
Are you allowed to talk about it?
I don't know.
I don't care. Tell us.
Okay, so if you're not allowed to talk about this one, can we talk about the documentary that you're part of?
Yeah.
Because that hasn't come out yet, has it?
Yeah, that comes out in the end of November.
It sounds really interesting. Can you tell the listener what it's about?
Yeah, so this is a story about in the 90s, there was a Pepsi challenge, like there was a McDonald's challenge where you collect so many points, you get, you know, 10 and you get a cap, you get a 20, you get a leather jacket. And they ran this ad, Pepsi did, and it was the zenith of Pepsi when they're doing all their big Michael Jackson stuff. Yeah. They're very big. They had the Cindy Crawford advert. They ran this one with saying if you collect 1 million points, you get a Harrier jet, which was a big jet. It was the Gulf, the Falklands War. Sorry, it happened recently, which was, it was kind of an iconic thing. Cost $35 million. They ran it with a disclaimer.
You'd get a Harrier jet, not just a flight.
You'd get one. That was the joke.
Because they didn't think anybody was going
to. What would you do with it?
You'd sell it, you know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And they ran it with a disclaimer. It didn't track well, so they took the disclaimer off. This young kid saw it, found some investment, raised $700,000, went to Pepsi and said, you owe me a jet.
How old is this kid?
He was 21. Yeah. And then he had this big lawsuit with Pepsi, went up to the Supreme Court. There's this story that they hired American arms dealers essentially to buy a disused Harrier jet in the UK from the RAF and then ship it over. Yeah, it was kind of a fun...
Wow.
So it's a fun pop culture story, but it's really a story about these two guys' friendship who kind of, as a result, became best friends.
And this is a documentary that you're producing?
Yes, on Netflix, yeah.
How exciting!
Yeah.
Are you narrating it?
Yes.
How lovely.
I start with excerpts from my diary. And no, I'm joking. I'm not.
I didn't even flinch on that one, Theo.
I'm not narrating.
Like, oh yeah, here we go again.
I'm not narrating it. Not part of that. Just part of kind of the process.
Is that quite exciting to be on the other side? Have you been on the other side for a while?
A bit of time. It's really. I love it. It's hard. You know, it's a hustle. It's kind of. Trying to bring pieces of the pie together, and often it falling apart. So sometimes it can be a bit. You know, it kind of destroys you a little bit, but no, it's good. It's good to do a bit of both.
Theo James, do you have good table manners?
I feel like I have decent table manners.
Okay.
Although now we've just eaten, you might have seen
repulsive
things.
No, not at all. And what do you not like in somebody else? The worst thing they could do if they're having dinner with you?
Cutlery when they finished not putting it in the correct position.
Oh, how proper you are.
That
agree with
me.
You. Do you sing, but have you got a karaoke? Would you do karaoke?
I'm not a huge karaoke fan. As in, I don't know why, a little bit sometimes when people, because people love it here in LA,
I'd love a karaoke night, Jess.
Yeah. Okay. You should do it. Yeah, Koreatown, they do some great karaoke.
Can you do I think in Japan they have separate booths.
They do that here. They love the separate booths.
Oh, so I could just go on my own.
You should go
on your own. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, Lenny without an audience. Oh, sure.
What are you going to sing on your karaoke moment?
My go-to's Coolio's Gangster's Paradise. God rest his soul. We sung it. You know, I grew up I went to school in Aylesbury, right? A-Town Crew, literally. We called ourselves that. We're like the gimpiest white boys in, Bucks. But we loved 90s and early 2000s hip-hop, huge fans. And we used to, roll around in our crappy cars and, all that stuff.
Lost
anyway,
it.
So there was a big big music competition where, in this grammar school, people are playing their, bugle concertos and stuff, and we decided to do Gangster's Paradise. So as a result, when I'm with my school friends and there's always, if it's a wedding or there's music or there's booze, we always do it.
Did you win the competition?
We did. Yes.
Great.
Shout out. Yeah, we did.
Theo James, thank you for being on Table Manners.
Thanks very much.
Thank you to Ruth for prepping you so well.
I know,
I'm sure your partner is sitting here, the triplet, who we want to learn more about. And it's obviously an amazing, thank you for booking him. But I feel like we really need to give Ruth a big shout out.
Yeah, but thanks for being such good fun.
Yeah, thanks to you guys.
Run for your life.
I'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
he's texting his wife now, being like, I loved Theo. Loved him.
Me too. Well, first of all, I could barely look at him.
You need to stop
Darling, I can't help you.
Objectifying.
I don't care about objectifying. He was gorgeous.
And I wish Ruth had come.
Me too. I'm dying to meet. But guess what? I will be meeting her. We're new besties now.
Well, I don't know. Let's see after a long haul flight with my three children. Thank you so much to Theo James for being such a good sport, being well prepared, being early, being up for it. We love an actor that's up for it and up for answering questions. Very nice guy. Really lovely. Good fun. Thank you to Greetmans for sorting out the grub. And he also went in for like seconds and thirds. And I like that. He felt comfortable. He was picking at the salad leaves by the end. And I like that in a guest.
If he could actually manage to locate the food on the tape.
Thank you to Benny for letting us use your lovely house.
Darling Benny.
Even if Mum complains that you don't have a table. Yeah. You'll be listening to us next week when we'll be in the UK. But it was quite nice to do a little Los Angeles adventure.
Yeah.
I'm off to South America to eat some more food and sing some songs. But honestly, I'm eating so well. Terrifyingly well. Thank you for listening and we'll see you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.